Father and says, let them rot. Wouldn't be long before the price went up.
You figured out something, didn't you? Come right out of your own head.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna take it. I'll kick the hell out of somebody.
Like a cop.
Yeah, like anybody.
You're nuts. They'll pick you right off. They'll find you in a ditch with blood driving your nose. Be one little line in the paper. Know what it'll say? Vagrant. Found dead. I'm gonna need a plug gauge for this.
Listen, I can help you with that later if you want.
That'd be much appreciated, mister.
Seems like there's an army of guys without no harness. Every place we stopped, I seen it, Tom. Folks hungry for side meat. And when they'd get so hungry they couldn't stand it no more, why, they'd ask me to pray for them. And sometimes I'd done it. I used to think that'd cut her. Used to rip off a prayer and all their troubles that stick to that prayer like flies on flypaper. But it don't work no more.
Come and get it. And don't forget to... Oh, where'd you kids come from?
That sure smells good, ma'am.
Didn't you have no breakfast?
We ain't good.
Then you ain't hungry.
We ain't good, ma'am.
That sure looks nice. Mm-hmm. Give me a plate of that.
Hey, what are you kids doing?
Here, take your plates and eat in the tent.
But it's nice and sunny.
Just take them and eat in the tent.
That sure looks good, ma'am.
I don't know what to do. I gotta feed the family.
You take this here, Tom. I got a stomachache. I ain't hungry.
You ain't at today. You take the plate inside the tent and you eat it.
I'd still see him inside the tent, Tom.
Just give it to the kids, Ma.
We can't do that no more. We got to eat alone.
Ma? Where's Connie?
Well, if it ain't with you, I don't know. Expect to be along in a minute.
You've been out all morning, Ruthie. You made any friends yet?
This girl told me her family been all over California since they come from Arkansas. At least 10 different places, she says.
How long ago they come?
About 6 months. Said they lived in a government camp for a while. With water right handy and places for kids to play and toilets with paper. Think she was lying?
Well, I don't know.
Phil was telling me about that camp today. Got hot water and wash tubs. Saturday night they even give a dance. And ain't no cops neither.
Well, no cops?
That's what he said.
Must cost a lot to stay there.
It costs, but if you ain't got the money, they let you work it out. A couple hours a week, fella says.
So why'd this family leave?
Went north to get work. When they come back, it was full. Says I was full these days.
Hot water, no cops. Not surprised.
See you, Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, afternoon. Well, won't you sit down?
No, I won't sit down. You mind your own children, let mine alone.
Well, what did that do?
My kids come back smelling the stew. And you give it to them. So you go boasting and bragging about having stew come into me and says, why don't we have stew?
That was about the last we're going to have till we get well.
I'm trying to feed my folks. And you come along with your stew. Now, you let my children alone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, try her again. All right, that's it.
It's sounding a lot better now.
You'll need to keep filling up that radiator. But you should be all right for heading off tonight.
Sure do appreciate the help.
Well, proud to do it.
Listen, probably shouldn't be telling you this.
Tell me what?
A fella come through, says there's gonna be work up north. Prune picking. Says not to tell nobody, because if everybody gets there, ain't gonna be work for nobody. Wages ain't bad. 40 cents, he says.
How far?
Maybe 200 miles.
That's a hell of a long way.
I'm just giving you the tip. You don't have to take it.
Yeah, but 200 miles? Christ.